Witnesses for Senator Ted Stevens contradicted the testimony of Bill Allen today. Stevens is on trial in Washington, D.C. for charges of lying on his financial disclosure forms about more than $250,000 in gifts, mostly from oil field services company Vico and Allen, who was its CEO. Earlier in the trial, Allen served as the government's key witness. But as APRN's Libby Casey reports, the latest defense witnesses are telling a different story.
Ted's just covering his ass. That's what Bob Person said, at least according to government witness Bill Allen. Persons and Allen helped Senator Ted Stevens with the renovation of his Girdwood home. Stevens asked Allen for construction invoices, but Allen never billed him. Allen testified earlier in the trial that was because their mutual friend, Persons, said Stevens didn't really want to bill and was just protecting himself. But Wednesday, jurors heard directly from Bob Persons. The Girdwood restaurant owner lives near the Stevens Alaskan home and is good friends with the couple. When a defense lawyer asked Persons if he'd ever said that Ted was just covering his ass, Persons laughed and said, "No, that's crazy." The defense is trying to pin the blame on Allen and say he was the one manipulating bills and lying. The jury heard Persons' voice last week when government prosecutors played wiretapped phone calls between him and Bill Allen. In one of the calls, they schemed to cover up a bill Allen paid for Stevens. Persons testified Wednesday that Allen was trying to hide the bill from the senator. In another recorded conversation, Persons said, quote, "Catherine says Ted gets hysterical when he has to spend his own money." On Wednesday, Persons blew that off by saying it was just a joke. He took a happy-go-lucky demeanor during the start of his testimony, but his grin faded during cross-examination. Prosecutor Nicholas Marsh showed that Persons was contradicting his past statements to a grand jury and emails he'd sent. Persons claimed to have a very poor memory, and at one point said he didn't recall a document he'd been talking about a half hour earlier. One example of Persons' contradictory statements was about extravagant Christmas lights the government says Vico gave Stevens as a gift. Persons told a grand jury that he'd never seen them on and that the Stevens couple hated them. But in emails sent in December 2002 and 2003, he tells Senator Stevens about getting the lights repaired by a worker for Vico and tells Stevens, quote, "The guys put some great Christmas lights out." So who were the guys? The prosecution asked. Persons claimed he didn't know who he'd meant and couldn't say if they were Vico guys. Persons did admit to buying Stevens one gift himself, a $2,700 massage chair, which he had shipped to Stevens' Washington home. But Persons said Stevens told him he could not accept the gift, so instead, Persons made it a loan. The chair stayed at Stevens' house. Persons wasn't the only witness Wednesday who contradicted what jurors have heard. Contractor Augie Payone testified about working on the Stevens house and said Bill Allen told him to, quote, "eat the bill." That counters what Allen said. Payone testified that when he worked at the Stevens house during 2000 and 2001, he was told to send invoices to Allen, who would then forward them to the senator's wife, Catherine. Payone said he was paid promptly for five bills, but not the sixth and final one. Payone testified that when Allen told him to eat the bill or see it as a political contribution, he was shocked. Payone said he never approached the Stevens couple about payment because he thought it would be, quote, business suicide. He was afraid of retribution from the huge and wealthy Vico Corporation. Payone was eventually paid a year later by Allen, who rolled the missing $13,000 into payment for a separate project. But Payone said despite all that, he went back to the Stevens home in 2002 to do additional work paid for by Allen. The prosecutor asked if people at the house would have noticed what he'd done, and Payone said yes. Government prosecutors are trying to show that Stevens should have known he hadn't fully paid for the renovation. Payone testified that 2 years ago, he told a grand jury he was concerned a problem would arise from the remodeling project because of all the Vico employees working at the job site. He estimated Vico sunk $100,000 into the project. Payone said Wednesday he thought Vico might have gone through that large sum quickly because the project was not being run correctly. That gives credence to the defense attorney's stance that Stevens did not know how much Vico was putting into the project because he and his wife believe their total payment of $160,000 to legitimate contractors should have covered everything. When the trial resumes Thursday, Bob Persons will go back on the stand to conclude his testimony. Then there are just two more planned defense witnesses, Catherine and Ted Stevens. They don't have to testify, and until they're standing in the witness box, raising their right hand, it's a mystery if they really will. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,